Section 2. Listen to 3 longer conversations. For questions 11 to 20, choose the best answer. A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 2 minutes to read the questions. Mark your answers on the separate answer sheet.
Detention. What's wrong, Mark?
My maths teacher just gave me detention. She said I was continually talking in class, but it wasn't me. It was Paul, who sits next to me. He just wouldn't keep quiet. And the worst thing is Paul didn't receive any punishment. How unfair is that, Mary?
That's too bad. How long is it for?
1 hour a day after school for the whole of this week. At least it's not at the weekend when I have football training.
What will you be doing during detention?
I'll be helping my maths teacher to sort out the books in the library.
Well, at least you might have the chance to explain the situation to your teacher. Maybe you should ask to sit with someone else in the class. Do your parents know yet?
Not yet. I'm just going to tell them. They are going to be furious. I have already disappointed them with my poor school report, so I wouldn't be surprised if they decide to stop my pocket money.
What's wrong, Mark?
My maths teacher just gave me detention. She said I was continually talking in class, but it wasn't me. It was Paul, who sits next to me. He just wouldn't keep quiet. And the worst thing is Paul didn't receive any punishment. How unfair is that, Mary?
That's too bad. How long is it for?
1 hour a day after school for the whole of this week. At least it's not at the weekend when I have football training.
What will you be doing during detention?
I'll be helping my maths teacher to sort out the books in the library.
Well, at least you might have the chance to explain the situation to your teacher. Maybe you should ask to sit with someone else in the class. Do your parents know yet?
Not yet. I'm just going to tell them. They are going to be furious. I have already disappointed them with my poor school report, so I wouldn't be surprised if they decide to stop my pocket money.
Brain food. I've been feeling tired at work lately, Alex, so I've been looking into all kinds of power foods and drinks that can boost my energy and keep my brain alert.
That sounds like a good idea. Work has been exhausting for me too recently, so I should really change my diet as well. What have you found, Molly?
Well, apart from drinking adequate amounts of water, we should also add fish, dark chocolate, coffee, and broccoli to our diet. These foods are known to recharge our batteries.
Well, the first two are fine, Molly. I eat plenty of fish and chocolate, though I prefer milk chocolate to dark. I can tolerate coffee in small amounts, but too much makes me tense and then I can't focus. However, there is no way I can make a habit of eating broccoli. I can't even stand the smell of it.
Well, you can replace broccoli with unsalted pumpkin seeds. You can sprinkle them over a salad or just nibble on them when you are at work. Just make sure you eat them in moderation, though, or you'll put on weight. I've been feeling tired at work lately, Alex, so I've been looking into all kinds of power foods and drinks that can boost my energy and keep my brain alert.
That sounds like a good idea. Work has been exhausting for me too recently, so I should really change my diet as well. What have you found, Molly?
Well, apart from drinking adequate amounts of water, we should also add fish, dark chocolate, coffee, and broccoli to our diet. These foods are known to recharge our batteries.
Well, the first two are fine, Molly. I eat plenty of fish and chocolate, though I prefer milk chocolate to dark. I can tolerate coffee in small amounts, but too much makes me tense and then I can't focus. However, there is no way I can make a habit of eating broccoli. I can't even stand the smell of it.
Well, you can replace broccoli with unsalted pumpkin seeds. You can sprinkle them over a salad or just nibble on them when you are at work. Just make sure you eat them in moderation, though, or you'll put on weight. Scanners. My scanner's playing up again, George. Everything comes out uneven. I'm no expert, but I don't think it's worth repairing it. I've had it for more than 6 years, so I suppose it's about time I got a new one.
You're probably right, Kate. Repairs often cost more than they're worth. But I might have a solution. You can borrow mine. I hardly ever use it.
Really? I use mine all the time. If we have to study a unit from one of our textbooks, I usually scan the pages and print them. That way, I can take them with me wherever I go without having to carry the whole book around. Also, I can make notes without damaging the books I buy.
Hey, that's not a bad idea, Kate. Maybe I should hold on to my scanner after all. Sorry.
Not a problem, George. I have put away enough money to buy one. In fact, I know exactly the one I want to get. My scanner's playing up again, George. Everything comes out uneven. I'm no expert, but I don't think it's worth repairing it. I've had it for more than 6 years. So I suppose it's about time I got a new one.
You're probably right, Kate. Repairs often cost more than they're worth. But I might have a solution. You can borrow mine. I hardly ever use it.
Really? I use mine all the time. If we have to study a unit from one of our textbooks, I usually scan the pages and print them. That way, I can take them with me wherever I go without having to carry the whole book around. Also, I can make notes without damaging the books I buy.
Hey, that's not a bad idea, Kate. Maybe I should hold on to my scanner after all. Sorry.
Not a problem, George. I have put away enough money to buy one. In fact, I know exactly the one I want to get.